Okay, well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. My name is Glenn Robertson, and this is another episode of what we're calling the Foundation Series, talking about all of the key topics, the foundational topics of Channel, some of which are relatively new and some of which are sometimes get a bit forgotten in all the trendy, cool new buzzwords that go on. Some of this stuff gets forgotten. So we're putting together a foundation series, as you know, and this is another episode. And today, delighted to be joined by Rob Merhege, Regional VP EMEA for Avant. Really exciting topic today because it's one of those ones that kind of, I think, is a little bit misunderstood. There's kind of, you know, a lot of different things flying around. We're talking about the agent, master agent model. Actually, before we get into it, Rob, do you want to do 20 or 30 seconds just to formally introduce yourself and tell the viewers and listeners who you are, where you come from, what you do, that kind of thing?
Sure thing, Glenn. Thank you very much. So, yeah, Rob Merhege, I'm the Regional Vice President for Avant in EMEA. Just a little bit about Avant, really, to get going. We talk about the master agent model, technology brokerage, whatever you want to call us. And I think that's always been a bit of a question mark hanging over it, like what exactly that is. The best way I like to describe it, just to kind of set the scene, is we are effectively a distributor. But the fundamental difference is that we don't actually sell anything to partners. Everything is done through a referral based agreement on recurring commissions. So it's a very low risk way of entering the market, selling service providers across a load of different disruptive technologies, but without actually having to build a sort of partnership with that vendor directly, and also signing up to those agreements, those potential commitments and everything else. You have a way of accessing a whole host of different products through a referral agreement. And we do that across a multitude of technologies. So I can go into it a little bit more, but just to kind of set the scene here, that's us.
Yeah. So cheers, Rob. I'm really interested in this because it's something that's kind of, it feels like it's just been given a boost and it feels like it's taken a while to get going. It's been a model that's been hugely successful across the water. Of course, your CEO and founder is from across there in the US. So maybe you can talk about him in a moment and where Avant originally came from. But it does, there seems to be, as you mentioned earlier, a bit of a question mark around all of this. And, you know, as we talk globally, we talk about the agent model working, our master agent model working really, really well for years and years and years in the US, but it's always kind of struggled over here in, particularly in the UK, but EMEA as well. So maybe let's start there. Let's talk a little bit about the foundation, where Avant came from, where the master agent model came from, and then maybe move on to the success versus the struggle.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. So going way back, I mean, I'm talking 25, 30 years now, the agency model for mostly telco in the US was the only way to do it. There are a number of reasons why, but there is actually like there's what we call a CLEC, which is a kind of accreditation that you need as a reseller of connectivity in the US, and it's extremely expensive to get. So that paved the way to have a different model for the channel to sell, you know, connections. And it's a case of, you know, back in the day of frame relay connectivity, very kind of old school stuff now when we're talking about what we've got in the portfolio. And that's where that agency model came from initially. And our founders were actually one of the agents, and both our founders came from CDW. And they were working in a department within CDW that effectively did this referral business, mostly telecom and SIP trunking and things like that. But what they found is they could not sign up these vendors quick enough. They were always needing more and more vendors because the rate of change in the industry and all these new technologies coming out was just too fast. And if you're a massive company like CDW, signing a vendor is not an easy thing to do. It takes a long time, goes through all the legal processes, this, that, and the other. All that time, these guys were thinking, we could have sold this 10 times over or more in all this time we wasted. Some of those agreements took 18 months. It's just not feasible. So what Ian and Drew did, our founders, they went to CDW and said, we've got an idea, and we they built Avant based on really the first customer being CDW. And they wanted to do it because not only were all of these connectivity players, you know, new versions of them coming up, different ways of approaching networking, but also lots of other cloud products were starting to come up and they didn't have a channel program. So you're talking about co-location providers, infrastructure providers, your managed network services, that type of thing. So when they built Avant with CDW as their kind of first customer, they went after programs that weren't really there with companies that didn't have channel. So early on in those days, we really brought disruptive products to the channel through massive VARs like CDW. And early on, it was very much just for CDW, but there was always the idea that this would grow and, you know, it wasn't anything exclusive. It's just how it started. So, you know, this was 12 years ago now. And within a few years, they started to see that actually we've got a really, really good thing going here. We've got some really amazing products, disruptive vendors that, you know, a lot of the end users are really looking for. So they started to take this out to the mass market and really homed in on enabling VARs to be able to sell these solutions. So we went into starting to actually build out enablement programs. We started to build tools to help literally someone that might have just come out of university and taken a graduate role as an account manager at a VAR. How can we get them to be able to sell solutions that are quite complex? So our whole ethos, not only just being a platform that you can go and get these products for, but also we then developed and evolved into someone that provided that sales enablement and the product portfolio. And that's where we're kind of at today.
So maybe that goes up. So, you know, some way to explain and describe the, you know, the early success and the continued success seen in the US. It hasn't been that quick to take up over here in the UK, has it? But I think we're getting there, aren't we? It's just starting to it's starting to feel like we're kind of getting it.
Absolutely. I mean, look, we've had the luxury because we are coming from that VAR background and we've come into the UK with that approach that we want to talk to the bigger companies first and foremost and get them going because we know our product really suits them. But we've been evangelizing this model for five, nearly 6 years in the UK now and Europe. There's a lot of skepticism around it. There was a lot of, I'm not in control. But I feel like as we've done it and as we've convinced a few people, it's starting to take hold and it's starting to become a major part of people's businesses. Now, we've had to approach things differently sometimes. Sometimes it's a case of, well, look at what our partners are selling now. Let's look at all the holes that there might be, look at those gaps and then fill the gaps with the services that we provide. So it's just an easy sort of segue into a conversation about one of Avant's services that tags onto the existing ones. And that's what we found to be really successful is working with partners that already do some services, but there's no way anyone can do everything. And customers do require other things, right? And a lot of that comes from our portfolio. So a lot of our early success was all about really positioning ourselves to fill in the gaps and become a part of the overriding sort of sales spiel from that partner so that they can cover all of these areas. The customer may not know that these bits are Avant and these bits are XYZ Limited providing the service themselves, but the well-rounded proposal is covering all bases and the customer's happy because they're getting what they need. So that's been a way that we've sort of gone in and started to, you know, just kind of ease our way into the market and help those VARs not leave anything on the table. And that's now transitioned into the smaller businesses as well. So it's smaller resellers, boutique managed service providers, consultancies with less than five people in that pretty much only have this model now. So we've actually got businesses that literally exist based on this model and are doing very well with it, consulting and really taking new next-gen technologies and disrupting the norm and approaching it in a different way, which I think a lot of the end users are finding quite refreshing.
So, and I like this because for me, it sounds, and I've thought this for some time, and you've kind of just confirmed it. It feels very much like it's around perception. and behavior and an understanding, or should I say misunderstanding, of what actually this model can do. Because, I mean, by all accounts, right, the barriers to entry are really low. You know, the perception is that, oh, no, you're going to come, I've got an established business, you're going to come in, take over my business, disrupt my business in a bad way. And therefore, you know, that lack of knowledge almost kind of breeds fear, right? And yet the perception couldn't be more, the desired perception couldn't be more different. And I think, or maybe I'll ask you the question, sorry. Could it be that based on the last 2 years, because we've been forced into behavior change and because we've come out of it okay, we've kind of gone, yeah, oh, actually, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe we can adapt very, very positively to change. It's just been forced on us and we've come out of it the other side. Now are we ready to open up to some of the things that maybe previously we'd have been closed to?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's been a great help in a way, weirdly. I mean, obviously, yeah, not a great situation, but in a sense that for this technology in general has been, you know, it hasn't really affected this side of business. But for us, during the early times of lockdown, we signed more partners than ever, you know, and it was more around, what do we do now? We need another route to market. We were working with companies, maybe a lot of print companies. So we spoke to quite a few printing companies. And obviously during lockdown, that sort of went away and that business starts to dry up very quickly.
Yeah.
So they have the contacts, they need to adapt. What's the quickest and easiest way to adapt and start selling different solutions and have a support structure around you that's going to actually be in there with you trying to sell the solutions, right? And that was part of it, I think a massive part of it. But also, you know, with a lot of businesses being formed during lockdown in technology, I think there's a lot of new businesses, consultancies, and with knowledge of this model, if you're an individual who's been in sales, IT sales for 20 years, you've got a great black book, and then suddenly you've got this opportunity to work with a company that gives you portfolio immediately, you don't have to have any sort of trading history. You don't have to actually sell to these big businesses. You can go after anyone of any size and win. And that is something that's completely unique to this model. But not only to this model, to Avant in a sense, because we've got the sort of support structure around that. We have engineers that help and support those customers live in opportunities, all behind the scenes. We have lots of tools to help compare the market and show that customer that, yeah, you should be talking to this consultant. They know their stuff. They're going to save you a load of time. And through that, I think it's really created a lot more trust in the model, because people now have been there, tried it, done it, won business. And now they're like, well, we can go after some more of that. Yeah. And when you've got that low barrier to entry, as you mentioned, anyone can sign up. You can be an individual with a one-day-old business and be a partner. In the end, it's all about your contacts in this model. Yeah. So, yeah, it really has adapted in the last couple of years. But we are still evangelizing, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Every conversation we have to really kind of talk through the model, and people get it wrong and say, oh, so we're going to buy this from you. And we're like, no, you know, that happens still now today, because it's, you know, the norm is the norm. It's been there forever. Yeah. And it was the same for me when I joined. I didn't know what a master agent was. I started at Avant and I was like, wow, this is new. So, and this might be challenging, but you know, with working with the guys at Avant and everything that they are delivering in terms of tooling and being able to enable our people, as well as the people that we're working with in terms of partners, it's kind of flows straight through, and it's worked for me. So if I can do it, then I'm sure a lot more smart people that have been doing this a lot longer than me can do it as well. And I think that's what's really sort of helped us early on.
And I think that's interesting, Rob, isn't it, actually? Because when you kind of look at it, you know, and let's say it as it is, you know, we are channel, so we can be a little bit stuck in our ways. We can be a little bit, you know, this is the way we've always done it, so we're going to continue to do it in this way. And yet at the same time, you're kind of talking about a model that has, to be fair, existed for, you know, quite a long time. It's been, as you mentioned, you know, its heritage is in telco, but it's not just telco, is it? I mean, it literally is right the way across, and I think that's possibly where we where we kind of hit that perception issue in terms of, oh, you know, well, it's only wholesale for telecoms. Yeah. It's only that model that works in that space. But actually, it doesn't, does it? It's security. It's cyber. It's all sorts.
100%. And these are the areas that we, especially in Europe, are focusing more and more on, right? Because, you know, disrupting the telco channel in the UK, that's a challenge. Regardless, we'll sell it, but we're not going to change that whole world. It's, you know, that's a bit, that might be in a few more years, but we've also got all these other pillars of our portfolio that absolutely need an engine like this, a platform like this. So you mentioned cybersecurity, massive focus for us this year. I mean, it has been last year as well, but this year we've actually put a practice in place. We've put people in place in the States, especially to build out that portfolio and have more support for the partners to actually access that. We all know it's a really kind of scary subject for a lot of partners as well. So what we're trying to do is make it less scary and hopefully help them sell it, because it is a huge opportunity. Now, previously, Unified Comms and Contact Center was our absolute bread and butter. We were, I mean, with lockdown as well, that accelerated things even more. Yeah. But even before that, it was our forefront. We were trying to disrupt the old PBX market with Unified Comms and Contact Center. We have some of the leading providers, and we did very, very well doing that. But now we're seeing stats around the security and cybersecurity managed services actually accelerating way beyond what Unified Comms and Contact Center did in those years when it first sort of started to disrupt the PBX market. And you can see what's going on in that market now. It's sort of starting to steady, but at the same time, still a great piece, a great part of the portfolio. But yeah, we're always looking to bring in these new technologies and look at what's next. You know, things like AI, conversational AI is coming out a lot, but cybersecurity by far is our major focus. And there are so many areas and aspects of it. There's so many needs from customer point of view as well. And I don't think many partners are out there really having a conversation across the entire stack of cyber. It's impossible. And even if you're a managed service provider now, you can't cover every element. It's really difficult to do. So again, we're in there in the same sort of approach as we have with other products to find out what we're doing today, plug the gaps, and then you can pick up those areas of cybersecurity, just as we did with the networking, just as we did with Unified Comms and Contact Center.
So I think, you know, if we've achieved anything today, it's to actually, you know, unlock what seems to be a really exciting opportunity, you know, yes, for the worldwide channel, but, you know, for the UK, European, EMEA channel, you know, because we need to look at changing perception, which I think, you know, is a wider issue, which I know that you guys are doing every day. From a Vont perspective, you know, we look at, as we mentioned, barriers to entry actually really low, and it's just a slight change of mindset based on what you might know about channel and have worked in channel. But it seems like it's an opportunity for almost kind of almost everyone, where you kind of go, look, you're in channel, you decide to come out, what are you going to do? Start a consultancy? Oh, do I start a reseller? Do I start an MSP? MSP is obviously going mad at the moment. You know, but then of course you need to set up X, Y, Z and all these things. Yeah. Whereas with this model, you can use everything that you've got, all of your experience, your contacts, your knowledge, and dive straight in, literally 24 hours. Yeah. Then you kind of go, right, well, I can generate the interest, I can generate the demand, I can look for leads, okay? Then I can refer them into Avant. Then we can, you know, potentially work together on making sure that the customer gets the right solution. And then you take it on, pay me, and I move on to the next one. But not just pay me, but pay me recurring for the life of the contract. So it's kind of like... And the reason I say that I find that exciting is because actually, yes, you can be a one-person organization. You can be a small consultancy that maybe is either just starting out or looking to expand. And at the same time, you can tag, you're an existing, as you mentioned, CDW, and, you know, and you can be an existing reseller, MSP, VAR, whatever it is, and add this on as, I'm sorry, but almost a no-brainer. Because you're out there generating leads and demand and all of those things anyway. If there's portfolio that you don't currently have, you can just go, I'll tell you what, well, let's go agency model. And then take it from there.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes I literally say, in the end, how often do you say no to your client? Because, oh, we don't do that. And that's fine, right? You can't do everything. But our portfolio sometimes can say, well, you can say yes to almost everything, at least a lot more. And that really helps. I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head there, where it is that low barrier to entry. And look, let's try and enhance your portfolio if it's not your portfolio altogether. It's always, there's always something there that's really interesting, but also supporting the products that if you're a VAR, you're going to be selling software, hardware, and everything else. Everything we do, there's a bit of software or hardware at the end of it somewhere. Yeah. You know, and that's the other approach, is that you're already selling these things. What if you could just say, do you need a managed service with that? Do you need someone to go out and implement that? Or is this something that you need in other locations in the world that we're not talking about today, and we can't cover? And then they come to us, and that again goes back to that complementing what they're already doing.
There doesn't have to be a fear of disruption, as we talked about earlier. This is an absolute complement. And you know, forgive me for using the word, but there is also that kind of hybrid or collab type scenario, isn't there, where you're doing this already? Maybe we can just support you on either expanding it or doing it slightly different.
100%. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, our most successful partners, the biggest ones, it's always hybrid. They have their own managed services that they deliver. They have some of their own software products that they sell, and we're coming in and just plugging gaps. And it really works, because then they're in a position where they can literally make sure the customers are not going elsewhere to talk about that thing that they can't do. And then they might say, oh, what's this project for? And then all of a sudden they've got a competitor on something they might have already had wrapped up. And it's happened before, right? So yeah, it's all about that choice and being able to really have a low risk access to a multitude of new technologies. And we always add to that as well, right? Our job is to make sure that we keep our fingers on the pulse, make sure that we keep up with the pace of change in technology and bring in those new products and services, which is hence why cybersecurity is such a massive area for us right now.
Perfect. Look, Rob, low risk, no barrier to entry. The perception that it's a scary old monster is, hopefully we're starting to change. It is becoming, super rapid, fast growth model in the UK in the same way that it's been seen in the US. So what do people do, Rob? How do people get in touch with you? How do people extend this conversation with yourself and your team? What's the best way of doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just get in touch to start with. We have a team. There's six of us in the UK at the moment, and there's more people that support us from the US as well. But generally, we've got two channel managers, an internal channel manager, marketing, and a sales engineer here in the UK. You can come to us. We will give you, to start off with, we'll do a call and we'll cover everything. We'll give you the whole portfolio. We'll take you through our Pathfinder tool, which is an amazing platform to help you sell to your clients. And from there, one agreement, a few pages, we get that signed, set you up, and you're ready to go. It's as simple as that. And once we got through onboarding, and we've given you all the tools, you're ready to actually go out and talk to your customers utilizing our tools. And from there, we help you on opportunities. And as soon as you have opportunities, bring them to us. We'll help you qualify. We'll help you talk through. We'll think of things that you might not have asked the client. You'll have someone there to support you throughout that opportunity from start to finish. So the first thing to do is really get in touch, take a look at the platform, and then look at the commercials, everything else, and then sign up to our agreement. And then we're ready to go.
Perfect. Perfect, Rob. And is the best way to do that via the website or email, LinkedIn? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you can email the whole EMEA team, and it's emea@goavant.net. And that goes to my entire team, me included. And from there, we will respond and get you set up from there.
Amazing. Well, we'll add that. Look, I mean, Rob, I think we've done a great job today of myths-defying the model. I think we've debunked a few myths and hopefully helped to get what I consider to be an amazing opportunity out there to the users, the listeners, and the viewers of the channel dropping. So, Rob, thanks ever so much for joining. You are Regional VP of EMEA at Avant. I'm Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels. This has been another episode of the foundational series on the channel drop-in. Thanks, everybody. More to come soon. Cheers for now, though.